I've never been much of a fan of New Year's resolutions. After all, our new year is the beginning of Advent, which is that time, of course, that period of preparation for the birth of Christ. However, I can see that if we made at least one of our resolutions, not the part of the list that usually goes by the way of most gym memberships, but something truly spiritual that we make a top priority to follow through on, there would be a great benefit. Before Christmas and again today, we hear a great candidate for the top of that list. So let's make our number one resolution to follow through on John's declaration to make straight the way of the Lord in each of our lives. Of course, we're hearing of two different Johns, and I think most of the time we realize the difference. John, the gospel writer, one of the apostles of Jesus, and John the Baptist, whom John, the gospel writer, tells us about. Well, today we honor the great fourth century, two great fourth century bishops, doctors of the church. They knew each other, they supported each other, just something that we might think about, maybe even as a New Year's resolution, is to allow ourselves to be nurtured and supported by others in faith. Who knows whether we might encourage each other to become great saints. But these doctors of the church, contributed to our understanding of the one for whom we make a straight path. On this day, we get John the Gospel writer and John the Baptist both telling us how we can do that. John's Gospel and his first epistle letter are reflections on chapter one of his Gospel, which just because of the way the liturgical year goes, we're missing out on that as we will go through the letter of John and the Gospel of John. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. So we're starting at the beginning of John's Gospel. The very beginning of time and space and the universe, the Word was with God, and that Word was God, separate from the Father, but sharing 100% in the divine nature. Without him, not one thing came into being. There is no other creative power, no other God. What has come into being in him was life, and he is the source of all life. So I'm sort of interspersing the verses from that John's chapter 1 with kind of a little bit of how we might see that, a reflection on those beautiful passages. Well, Jesus, the Word of God, is the light of the human race. He is our only light. There is no other light that gives understanding about what is true other than him. And this light shines in the dark. Anything that separates from the truth is darkness. And the world hates the truth, or at least there's a certain strong component in the world which hates that truth. And many are going to end up in darkness because they reject the truth. This is hard to accept since the Word of God became flesh and lived among us and now continues to live with us in sacred scripture, in the Eucharist, and in the priesthood. In Western culture, we use a fictional character. I just preface this with, we just had a fairly late family celebration of people from my family who live in Alberta, and that was just a couple of days ago, and so we were opening presents, or the kids were opening presents, and a number of those presents were from, well, you know who they're from, they're from Santa. And so we have in our culture this fictional character based loosely on the real life of Saint Nicholas, and we give him the qualities of loving kindness, and we tell the children that they can ask him for anything, and he will bring it as a gift at Christmas, but only if they're good. Well, we know, don't we, that God gives us many gifts, but they aren't the things of this world that we think will make us happy. And being good doesn't just mean not hitting your brother or sister for a couple of weeks before Christmas so you can fool Santa, your parents, long enough to get the toys you want. It means following the path of holiness with Jesus Christ being our light and our truth. Well, the first letter of John is a treatise on how to follow Christ more faithfully. So if we listen to these are really dogmatic statements that can be foundation for our following the path of truth and of light. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. Jesus also is the Son of the Father. Both are simultaneously true. You can't have one without the other. The Apostle John, the last of the ones who had walked with Jesus after all the others had been martyred for their faith, was dealing with the problem of the truth of Jesus Christ having been perverted. Isn't that something? Already that early, that was what was happening. So we should not expect for it not to happen in our own time. But John was absolutely clear that if anyone is believing something other than what had been taught about the truth of the Son of God and his mission, they are liars and what he calls pretty strongly antichrists. Both doctors of the church, St. Basil and St. Gregory, were born into a time in the 4th century when antichrist thinking really tried to unravel Christian teaching. In the era when the church had finally become free of official persecution by the Roman government and the emperors, almost immediately there was a problem of false teaching, very serious false teaching. And at one point, two-thirds of all the bishops of the world adhered to the heresy of Arianism, which taught that Jesus is not fully divine. And so today's passages from John, his letter, and his gospel really speak and tell us that this is antichrist, that that was antichrist thinking, and we shouldn't expect that there isn't a lot of antichrist thinking around us. But these faithful bishops fought for the truth on which John would not compromise. And the Nicene Creed, which we often repeat today, is an unequivocal presentation of that truth of our faith. So, brothers and sisters, children of God, for that is what we are called to be, and that is what we are if we accept Jesus Christ. Let us recommit ourselves this very moment to turn away from darkness and to walk in the truth, the light of the truth, and make our New Year's resolutions with that in mind. The whole church, and therefore all of its members, has the mission of bearing witness to that truth and that light. The testimony we bring to the world has a name. Jesus Christ is the very name. He is the very gospel. He is the good news. He is the light and the perfect reflection of God the Father. And the proclamation of the gospel all over the world must also be understood as the key of the testimony, uniting inseparably the announcement, this announcement, and the life of the truth and of the light. And so let us commit ourselves again to go into the world and bring that truth in whatever ways seem possible to us through a life of prayer and through a life of commitment to resolving to be agents of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the perfect reflection of the Father, the light and the truth.